Natalie Portman supported defunding the police. Now benefiting from Baltimore PD protection after criminals threaten her Apple TV series set. By David Ng on August 29, 2022. Hollywood star Natalie Portman publicly supported defunding the police back in 2020, encouraging politicians to deprive police departments of taxpayer dollars. Now the Oscar-winning actress is benefiting from Baltimore police protection after drug dealers threatened gun violence on the set of her new Apple TV Plus series. On Friday, the Baltimore production of her Apple TV Plus series Lady in the Lake was suspended after drug dealers reportedly threatened to shoot somebody if production didn't stop. They also demanded producers pay $50,000 before production would be allowed to continue. The Baltimore Police Department is investigating the threat. We are working with the Baltimore Police Department as the investigation is ongoing. The studio behind the series, Endeavor Content, said in a statement sent to Deadline. 2 years ago, at the height of the Black Lives Matter riots, Natalie Portman penned a lengthy message on her official Instagram account in which she explained how she overcame her initial doubts about the defund the police movement, saying she didn't realize her white privilege. When I first heard hashtag defund the police, I have to admit my first reaction was fear. My whole life, police have made me feel safe. But that's exactly the center of my white privilege, she wrote. Portman concluded that the system that makes me feel comfortable is wrong. Like many Democrat-controlled cities, Baltimore is experiencing a surge in violent crime. As Breitbart News reported, Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott, D., recently blamed the media for perpetuating violence in the city. Scott has advocated for defunding the police in the past. Baltimore also has a George Soros-backed state attorney, Marilyn Mosby, who has ordered the city to stop prosecuting some low-level crimes, including prostitution and drug possession. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.